This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore High School football coverage continues with Kip Academy head football coach Jim Rabbit as they are 7-2 playing at 9-0 Carver on Friday night in the D8 tournament. And coach, welcome. Thanks again for joining us this week.
Of course, Bill, anytime. I love being on the show.
Well, Jim, first up, let's begin with last week's game for a moment here with you guys pulling off the 46-20 win over Sutton. We talk from week to week, as you know, and we see the progress in the team. But what was the progress, or what's your takeaway from first playoff win last week?
Sure, I think it was a great answer the bell moment for our team. You know, we're coming off that loss to Manchester, which we knew we didn't put our best foot forward in that game. And we challenged our team. We challenged the guys to come out and play the full four quarters against Sutton. And we had a great week of practice leading into it. And I think that showed in the field. You know, they had they're a good team. You know, Sutton's a 6-2 team. We know they're going to score some points, and they end up putting a couple on the board. They scored out, like, one real late. But for the most part, our offense was moving. Our defense was pursuing with intensity, and that's what we wanted. And I think he put a really complete game. I think that helps, moving forward now, getting into the real nitty-gritty of the DA playoffs.
All right. Now, this Carver team that you're playing this week, they look like they put a lot of points on the board. Case in point, their win last week, 55-0 over Franklin Tech. But I don't know, put some of their wins in context for us, and how do you? What's your take on this Carver team?
Yeah, this Carver team is really good. Their record is not overblown. I don't think at all. They have some big wins, most notably Cohasset a few weeks ago in the regular season. And Cohasset just went down and beat Manchester in the playoffs in the D7 playoffs by a score. So, this Carver quarterback, he can really throw the ball. He has receivers, all four, including the running back, and catch the ball. So they're really dynamic. They remind me a lot of our team last year with Juan. They're really a running gun team, it seems like, and we have to slow their quarterback down and disrupt some timing of their wide receivers' routes, I think. And it's a team that's been scoring 40 points a game against everybody, so we have to slow them down, and we have to continue to do what we do on offense, and that's put up 30, 40 points of our own. If we can do that, it's going to be a ball game. I think it's going to come down to one or two scores either way. It's going to be a close game, but this Carver team presents a bunch of problems for us that we have to make sure that we're ready for.
Hey, did you get a chance to see their game against Cohasset or see any film on that game? I would think that would be an interesting one to check out.
Oh yeah, we watched the Carver film. That was the first one we asked for in the film exchange. Carver's a spread team, obviously, so it helps us in that regard also. And that was a back and forth game. That was a shootout. I think it was the overtime win. Cohasset kicked a field goal, and then Carver scored a touchdown in the overtime frame to win it. So, it was a really good battle, and you saw some really good things out of them. It was a great learning experience. We had our team watch that full film. It's a great learning experience for those guys, too. So, they know what they have in front of them. They know the challenges that Carver poses, and they know we have to have a great week of practice, and we have to execute our game plan to its fullest extent on Friday to have a chance.
You know, I was listening to PBD coach Mark Betancourt talking with our own Rick Moore, and he was talking about mistakes. Now, his team's 9-0, but they're still making mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, and that's what he was saying. But when you get to this level with a team like this week, Jim, these teams are going to force mistakes, aren't they? I mean, this is what preparation and is all about, I would imagine, and execution, obviously.
Sure, and we talked about that even yesterday at practice. If they're going to beat us, we'll let them beat us. We're not going to beat ourselves. And that's the message that we've had. We can't make our own mistakes. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot. If a team's going to beat you, let them beat you themselves. And this team's certainly good enough to do that. We just have to make sure that we limit the mistakes on our end, because good teams will capitalize on your mistakes. And then we have to force mistakes on their end, with pressures, with different looks, with our speed and our quickness. And if we could do that and force mistakes on their end, we have a great chance. I think that plays into the turnover battle and forcing turnovers and trying to get a couple interceptions, things like that. So if we can force them into some mistakes, I think we're in good shape too, and limit our own.
Absolutely. Coach, let me just wrap it up with maybe one final question, but it's kind of an all-encompassing question, and feel free to answer it however you want. But it's about the progress that your team has made, and maybe drop some names. I know we've talked about a very similar kind of question in past weeks, but for our listeners just joining us this week, what's come together, as far as players and execution and things, and really the definition of your team in the last several weeks, especially now after a playoff game. What do you think has come together for Kip football this year?
I really think we've taken the team mentality to the next level, because it's not just one or two guys that are doing it. Now, of course, we have our athletes who are scoring touchdowns and getting the names in the papers, right? We all know Mornell and Jovan and Chanel, and they get their names in the papers. But it's the guys who get them there, right? The Andrew Gonzalez is a number four receiver. Our offensive line led by Joseph Vito and Denzel Gomez. Our front four led by Joseph Vito, Wilfred Campos playing linebacker. It's all those things that come together that help us get into the end zone, that help us keep teams out. And we've really, I think, recently started to pose a real problem for teams, because we've been very balanced in our pass and run game, and really haven't been that way in the few years. We've had great success in years past in the pass game with one quarterback, and a few years ago. And that 2021 team, that would have been really great, if had COVID not happened, in the run game. And now we're more balanced. And I think that poses a challenge for defensive coordinators, especially because you can't just key in on one or two aspects or one or two people. It's a full team effort. I think that's what's happened the last few weeks, and we've bought into that mentality, and it's really showed.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to share with us heading into this playoff week?
I think it's going to be a great game. I think this is one of the best teams we've played in recent years. It's right up there with the whole team that played in the Super Bowl, I think. Well-coached team. And if we can come up with this one, it's going to be a really big program victory for us. So looking forward to a great week of practice and finishing up this week strong and heading down to Carver and hopefully coming back with a Final Four trophy.
All right. Well, grab a handful of cranberries on your way back from Carver, I guess, right? But anyway, don't even do that. I'm sorry I even mentioned that. But you just come back with a win. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Good luck to the coaches and players and everybody, and have a great Friday night at Carver.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yep. Jim Rabbit with us, head football coach at Kip Academy, here on MSONewsports.com.